Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. As one year ticks to the next, it might be instructive to look at the, quote, big stories, unquote, that were missed or hidden from most of our media outlets. Maybe the biggest for 2009 was the story Amy Worthington dug up in the early spring of 2009. Quote, in 4 years of researching and writing about Guantanamo, I've become used to uncovering shocking information. But for sheer cynicism, I'm struggling to think of anything that compares to the revelations contained in the unclassified ruling in the habeas corpus petition of Fuad al-Rabia, a Kuwaiti prisoner whose release was ordered last week. In the ruling, to put it bluntly, it was revealed that the United States government tortured an innocent man to extract false confessions and then threatened him until he obligingly repeated those lies as though they were the truth. In a key passage, the judge spelled out what being pressured meant. He stated that, quote, El-Rabi made his confessions to reduce the abuse meted out by his interrogators, to obtain confessions that suited what they thought they knew or what they wanted him to say. He maintained his confessions over time because, quote, the interrogators would continue to abuse me any time I attempted to repudiate any of these false allegations, unquote. The record contains evidence that al-Rabia's interrogators became increasingly frustrated because his confessions contained numerous inconsistencies or implausibilities. As a result, al-Rabia's interrogators began using abusive techniques that violated the Army Field Manual and the Geneva Convention relative to the treatment of prisoners of war. As al-Rabia himself stated, quote, a senior interrogator came to me and said, there is nothing against you, but there is no innocent person here, so you should confess to something so you can be charged and sentenced and serve your sentence and then go back to your family and country because you will not leave this place as an innocent man, unquote. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.